we have one more approach to get to about why it is that Osik v'Talmud Torah is still chayiv in mitzvos and is not pater from mitzvos. We already did the first three approaches, and then we're going to get back to the Rambam and why the Rambam thinks that someone who wants to learn before getting married, we're going to apply Osik mitzvah pater from mitzvah. That it's like Osik v'Talmud Torah is going to work over here. So if you look in the Or Sameach, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, now you actually have it in front of you because I gave you the Mar Makomos, so that's good. So if you look in the Or Sameach in Source number 19, page 6 over there, the Or Sameach says as follows: V'nir li levayim, de be'emes, kol ha'mitzvos heim ha'shavim l'pachos shebebuchusim l'moshe Rabbeinu. This is a famous passage in the Or Sameach, because he says what many people might find to be a very great chiddush or a very big surprise. Or Sameach says, you know, in general, when it comes to doing mitzvahs, is there a difference between the way a gadol dar is expected to do the mitzvah of lulav versus the way you're expected to do the mitzvah of lulav? Not really. You both have to take it, do the nanuim properly, and it's the same mitzvah. He may, the gadol dar may do it better. He may be more makbid on having a more beautiful one and know how to find a more beautiful one. He may end up doing the nanuim more perfectly because he studied the whole sugya of nanuim. That may be true, but as far as your chiyuv, it's the same mitzvah for everybody. Whether you're there, the lepachos shebepchusim or lemoshe rabbeinu alav shalom, the Torah achas yelachem ksiv. It's one Torah. I don't know what that word is. It must have been a typo. Hamitzvah gvul yeshla kamon tils asrug b'nanu bialma yotza rak hamintakti nos nosa kala yom chiyotzei bo. And every mitzvah, it's probably the kol. Every mitzvah has a definition of how to fulfill it, and then there are improvements you can make to do a mitzvah min a mufchar. V'nimtza mitzvahs talmud Torah asher bevadayim yivakish adam Torah v'mazon b'kolza inu nechshav mafriya b'mitzvahs talmud Torah v'savta d'gnechaksiv. Let's say I have to work for a living, and my work demands that I work several hours a day out in the field, doing whatever it takes in order to have food to put on the table. So am I being mevatel the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? No, because the pasuk says yasafta dinecha. V'chein the mashal, adam chalush hamezeg. Let's say you have a person who's weak in learning. V'chein kol echad l'fiyah achrechiyol shelafiyah argelo. V'chein l'fi Torah nafsho shaladam. You have a person who's more habituated to learning, a person who's been trained in learning, a person who's more inclined to learning. Ki eino dome b'chiyav Talmud Torah ish asher nafsho margeshas b'sichla hazach v'nikshra ba'avosos avu l'Talmud Torah l'ish asher kochos nafsho nirpim v'atzal. He says you can't compare the chiyuv of Talmud Torah for a person who has this natural inclination to Torah, a person who appreciates Torah, appreciates the wisdom of Torah, who's a lamdan and who eats it up, who loves it, to a person who just, you know, doesn't talk to me, doesn't connect to Talmud Torah, who's weaker in learning. Eichia mechok habore lechok heyot Talmud Torah chiyuv Talmud Torah, a lot of typos here, chiyuv Talmud Torah lekol Yisrael v'nosan Torah lekol echad biyado. How could Hashem Baruch Hu give the same mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah to everybody? We're not all the same. Some people could accomplish a lot more. And that's why the Chacham came along and they said, you want to know the basic definition of Talmud Torah? Kriya Shema B'Shachris, Kriya Shema B'Arvis, Ki and V'Gis B'Yom V'Layla. When you do Kriya Shema Shachris, Kriya Shema Arvis, you fulfill Vigisa Bayom Laila. Kivin Shalomid Asharas HaMitzvah Vasarese Vasarasa B'Shachris Arvis Kvar Kiyah Mitzvasa. Meaning that's the equivalent of picking up the lulav. Mida'ag be'nafak be. Second you pick up the lulav, you don't say the mitzvah. Kriya Shema Shachris, Kriya Shema Arvis, you don't say the mitzvah. That's it. That's all you need to do. Ulam Yosar Mizeh Hu B'chlalei HaMitzvah Sarshe Nivdilu V'nifridu B'zeh Kol Ish L'fi Erecho Mahusa. As far as any learning beyond Kriya Shema Shachris, Kriya Shema Arvis, that really depends on who you are, what you're cut out to do, what you're capable of.
Amidos
Now, certainly, you have to put your maximum effort in to make sure that you do realize whatever your potential is and to maximize your potential. And that's why the Torah emphasizes the importance of learning. You have to inspire yourself to knock on the doors of Torah, like all the holy Sfarim talk about. He says, now, once you understand that, once you understand the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not the same for everybody. Meaning, one might have thought, mitzvah of Talmud Torah, right? How does the Shulchan Aruch Rav say? To know Kala Torah Kula. Every Jew has to know Kala Torah Kula. Yeah, go tell that to the person who has a severe learning disability. He can't read, he can't, he's dyslexic. And he has, how is he supposed to know Kala Torah Kula? You know, he works and he works and he works, and hopefully he'll be able to read a little bit. He'll be able to read a Mishnah. He'll be able to. How is he supposed to know Kol HaTorah Kula? So it says Yor Samech, he's not supposed to. The Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, at a minimum, Kriyat Shema Shacharis, Kriyat Shema Arvis. Then you put in all your kochos. That's the trick. You got to put in all your kochos, and it takes you where it takes you. And if it doesn't take you all the way to knowing Kol HaTorah Kula, so you don't know Kol HaTorah Kula. And he says, now we understand why Mevatlin Talmud Torah to do a mitzvah veris, like eating matzah, lintel lulav, afilu Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Even according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who says that there's no viasafta de ganecha, that you have to go and learn and learn and learn. V'chein l'kva mezuzah lasos tzitzis, avla hachnas asmo l'chiv Talmud Torah adift, v'emes limra Talmud Torah shav l'kulam. Now certainly to put yourself in the situation of Talmud Torah is better, because Talmud Torah shav l'kulam. So as far as the mitzvah is concerned, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the greatest of all mitzvahs. V'komitzvah special Torah in shavim l'davarecha mitvarecha. And like we said yesterday, that from the Gra, that all the other mitzvahs in the Torah, or 2 days ago, that every other mitzvah in the Torah is not even as great as one word of Talmud Torah. V'komakom v'vatl mitzvah seilu. D'ilu chukim kolulim kol am Yisrael b'chova achas. V'mosh Rabbeinu Elav HaShalom ala pachos b'am. He says, why do you stop Talmud Torah doing mitzvah? Isn't Talmud Torah objectively a greater mitzvah? Yes. But these other mitzvahs have a minimum, have a bare minimum. And if you haven't yet done that bare minimum, you got to go do that bare minimum before you start maximizing your Talmud Torah. Because Talmud Torah's bare minimum is Kriya Shema Shachar Zarvis. You got to do the bare minimum for Shachar Zarvis. Now I want to learn more. I want to learn a strong morning seder. I woke up at 4 in the morning. I started learning. I don't want to stop to have to put on tefillin and to daven and do all those other things. You already did your bare minimum. Once you've already done your bare minimum, you have to make sure you do the bare minimum of every other mitzvah. They also have a minimum. And that's the equivalent, that's for everyone, from Moshe Rabbeinu to the Pachos of B'chusim. But as far as if you have a choice, what can I spend my day doing? I could spend my day today doing some other mitzvah, doing Netilas, not Netilas Luv is a bad example, but let's say a mitzvah that's not a mitzvah of Veris. I could spend my day, making packages for Tomchei Shabbos, which is a very great mitzvah. Or I could spend my day Talmud Torah. Well, Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. So Talmud Torah ultimately is going to be the greatest thing you could do. So once you've done a bare minimum of everything else, then you get into a tricky question. So what, a person should never do Chesed? Meaning, if a person is a Masmid, should never ever do Chesed? So Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva where he says, well, mistama, you have to give meiser of your time also for chesed. There has to be some chiyuv of meiser when it comes to, or something like it, if not exactly meiser, something like it. But there should be some balance in the personality. But overall, there's nothing that's important to realize, that there is no great Talmud Torah Kenegad Kula. Every word of Torah is as great a mitzvah or greater than any other mitzvah you're going to be doing during that time. So it's not an issue when the Gemara Moed Katan says that Mevatel Talmud Torah to go do a mitzvah veris. It's not because the mitzvah veris is more important. It's because the mitzvah veris has a bare minimum chiv. Talmud Torah does not. Now, the thing that they quote this Meshech Chachma, I mean this Har Samech, the same author as Meshech Chachma, the reason they quote this is because he comes to this recognition that not everybody's cut out to be a great Talmud Chacham. That some people are just not going to be a great Talmud Chacham. And that's okay. And they're maximizing their Talmud Torah to the best of their ability. And he doesn't just say that it depends on intelligence. He said it depends on personality also. Some personalities are more cut out to sit, you know, and they have the tuchus for learning. And some people don't. Some people are just all over the place. And they'll do their best, but they're not, hopefully, but they're not going to end up being that successful. So that's not everyone agrees with that assessment. Meaning one might say, okay, so you have a greater nisayon. So figure it out. Figure out a way to motivate yourself and to discipline yourself and work and work and work until you get there. Until you get to Yediyas Kalat Arukula. That's the Chara the Shulchan Aruch Rav would say. I don't care that you're antsy. Figure out a way to get to Kalat Arukula. That's your job. That's your chiyuv. But the Ar Sameach seems to understand the chiyuv not that way. Okay. So now let's go back to the Rambam. So what did the Rambam say? So let's just remind ourselves what the Rambam had to say. The Rambam, Parak Tzvav, Alach Adev Gimel, source number 20 here. Ha'ish mitzuva al piri v'rivi avalo ha'isha. Omeyemus ha'ish nizchayiv mitzvazumi ben shva esrei. The age of 17, a man is chayiv m'puruvu. V'kivan shavu rasam shana v'lo nasa isha. Ha'rez over, mevatel mitzvasei. Once he is 20 years old and he doesn't get married, mevatel mitzvasei. Remember, we quoted this Rambam when we were discussing Mila. Why do we quote this Rambam when we're discussing Mila? Because when we're talking about Mila, we mentioned how the Rambam says that kol yom v'yom, that a person doesn't do a bris Mila, he's mevatel a mitzvah saseh. But he's einu chayv kareis and not sheyamos avu aral b'mezit. Right? That he dies as Naral purposely still being a Naral. So what do you mean? How could he be chayv kareis only at the end if he's mevatel mitzvah saseh? This mitzvah saseh is a mitzvah saseh sheyish bo kareis. So we pointed out, Avashar Weiss pointed out, that the word mevatel mitzvah, that phrase, mevatel mitzvah saseh in the Rambam, doesn't always mean that you were actually mevatel a mitzvah saseh. Sometimes mevatel mitzvah saseh just means that you were mezalzel in a mitzvah saseh, that you didn't pay careful enough attention to a mitzvah saseh, and his raya was this Rambam. Because he says, someone who's 20 years old and does not yet have children, he's not yet married with children, he's mevatel mitzvah saseh. The guy's going to have 15 kids. He's going to get married when he's 21, and they're going to pop him out like it's going to happen. And you're going to tell him he's going to go up Lachar Me'ev Esrim Shana, and they're going to say to him, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, sorry, you're Mevatel Mitzvah. Which Mitzvah was it? I took Lulav every year. I wore Tefillin every day. One Mitzvah, Puravu. Oh, sorry, you must have the wrong guy. I had 15 kids. There's no way I was Mevatel Puravu. No, but remember when between the age of 20 and 20 and a half, before you were married, well, you were every day for 6 months straight, you were mevatel mitzvah saseh. Come on, mevatel mitzvah saseh? No, it means that he delayed unnecessarily. He was mezalzel in a mitzvah saseh. But not that he was mevatel mamish, that it's a bitul mitzvah saseh. But our interest is in the next part. V'im haya osik batorah. Vitarud ba, but a guy is learning Torah and he's busy with Torah. Vayimisyare milisi isha kadesh lo yitrach b'mzonos v'yivatel min haTorah, and he's afraid of getting married. He's afraid of girls. He's afraid of getting married because he's afraid it's going to cause him to bittel from his Torah. Hareze mutul isacher. So then he can delay. Then you have to get married. No rush. Why? Sha'osek b'mitzvah pater min haMitzvah v'kol shkei b'tal haTorah. Because if you're also in any mitzvah, you're parted from another mitzvah. So kal v'chomer, when you're also in Talmud Torah, you're parted from other mitzvahs. So the problem that we had with this Rambam is that is directly against what the Gemara says in Moed Katan, where the Gemara says there's a mitzvah of Eretz that's coming that only you could do. So you do not, and you're learning Torah. So we do not say osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah. You have to go stop learning Torah and go do that mitzvah. So what is going on here? So we're going to go through three approaches. Rav Elchanan in Kovetz Shurim, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Kuntres Achron, Hilchos Talmud Torah, and my brother in Sefer Nesiach B'Chukecha. And if I'm not mistaken, I have to take a look. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein wrote an essay on this topic in one of the Sfarim in honor of the Rav, either Kavod HaRav in honor of the Rav's 80th birthday, or Zichron HaRav in memory of the Rav in honor of his Yahrzeit. In one of those Sfarim, I think Rav Aaron Lichtenstein wrote on this topic, and he has the same mahalik that my brother has, pretty much word for word, almost came out word for word. Not mamish word for word, but like idea for idea. He pretty much has the same mahalik. So, if I'm not mistaken, I have to take a look again. But let's see the three approaches. So, approach number one is Rav Elchanan. Simon Yates Ozbeis. Where can we find this Rav Elchanan? So, it's a little earlier in the packet. About halfway through about 10 lines into the paragraph in source number 16. So, Rav Elchanan writes, Umashe Kosovar Rambam, the Kol Shkein B'Talmud Torah. That which Rambam says, that osik b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah kolosh kein b'talmud Torah. What do you mean kolosh kein? Talmud Torah is worse than the other mitzvahs. Periv rivya is a mitzvah tziyef shal kayim al yidei acherim. So it has to be that you should stop learning to do puravu. Actually, go back to the vitzarech lomer. First was on learning sheyef shal. Says Rav Chanan vitzarech lomer. Tikivun ta'ayri Rambam hacha li'inyun ichor mitzvah. V'lo le'inyun bitula legamri. The Rambam is talking over here about delay of a mitzvah, not about being mevatel a mitzvah entirely. He says, the ability to do a mitzvah later is the same.
Elias, to the upstairs office, please. Itzi Kestenbaum, Yosef Barachov, Eli Elias, Ike Rothman.
The ability to do a mitzvah later is the same, would have the same halachic, would fit into the same halachic category as a mitzvah that someone else could do for you. So, because my nafkamina whether someone else could do it for you or whether you could do it for you, just not right now. Either way, at this moment in time, you're not going to be engaging in that mitzvah, but don't worry, the mitzvah will get done. So says Rav Chanan, if you have the ability to do that mitzvah, it's just going to be a little bit later, that is not a bitul mitzvah, that's an ichur mitzvah. And what did the Gemara and Moikatan say? That when you're also in a mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah that's efshar la'asos ha'idei acherim that other people could do for you, so good, let the other people do it for you and keep on learning. So same would be over here. Why does he use the term kol shekein? Why is it a kol shekein? It's not kol shekein. If anything, Talmud Torah has more of a reason to assume that we don't say osik mitzvah pasim mitzvah. Umash kasvaram kol shekein in Talmud Torah. Umay kol shekein near the hadat zorich levatum in Talmud Torah b'shul kiyum mitzvah. The reason we have to stop learning in order to do a mitzvah, ein atam yishum the mitzvah Talmud Torah nidchis mipnei kiyum mitzvah. It's not because Talmud Torah is rejected, is pushed out of the way in favor of another mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, Talmud Torah, gedola mikol mitzvahs. Because Talmud Torah is more important and greater than all those mitzvahs. Ella, de kemosha mutal levatel Talmud Torah b'nei derech eretz v'kol tzorchei adam ha'achreichim. Rather, it means that just like you're allowed to be mevatel Torah, Talmud Torah, for anything that you need, like eating and sleeping and working, and remember, this was Rav Chanan. How do we define the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The chiyuv is whenever you are free, in every spare moment. The crux of yasafta de gnecha, al b'shashu tzorach lasos malachlo, as einu mochiv chal b'talmud Torah. But when you need to be doing your work, you're not chayiv in Talmud Torah. There's no mitzvah. Hachinami mitzorach lasok b'mitzvah lo gara mishar tzarchi adam shaz einu mochiv chal b'talmud Torah. So that's the kolosh kein of Talmud Torah. What's the kolosh kein? When I'm doing a mitzvah of tzedakah, I'm pater from mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, I'm pater from the mitzvah of tzedakah, right? Is that because there's no chiyuv of tzedakah? No, it's not because there's no chiyuv. And is it because the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is in any way? It's still a mitzvah. It's the same regular mitzvah, even when some other chiyuv comes up. But normally with Talmud Torah, if I'm learning Torah, as soon as something else comes up, I no longer have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not that Talmud Torah is set aside. It doesn't exist. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is only in free time. And if this time can now be defined as time that is not spare, that is not free, that is not just extra time, well then, there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's the kolosh game. If when I'm doing a mitzvah, which is always going to be a mitzvah, and it's always going to stay a mitzvah, no matter come what may, and still I'm pater from those mitzvahs when I'm doing this mitzvah. Well, wait a second. No, it's working backwards, right? Kol shekein Talmud Torah. No, I'm saying it backwards, right? And then it would turn out that Talmud Torah, that then the kol shekein wouldn't make any sense, right? Because you say kol shekein Talmud Torah. I'm doing a mitzvah that right now, that sometimes just goes away. That sometimes disappears, right? So it should work the other way. So let's see what he actually says. Hachem zorg lasim is a little garmi shar tzorche adam. V'cheinim efshalo l'kaim alach hazman lo pakam yimenu mitzvah stalmatara. The kivan the chiyuv tamatar rami alei melu patam and the mitzvah of kolshkein who dimis tamatar b'shar shum chiyuv ba ina nidches meishu mitzvah di chamura. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Even though tamatar sometimes disappears, the mitzvah sometimes disappears. But when it doesn't disappear, it's the biggest mitzvah in the whole world. That's the kolshkein. Kolshkein is when you're doing a mitzvah, regular mitzvah, you're patam from other mitzvahs. When you're doing Talmud Torah and Talmud Torah stays, Talmud Torah doesn't disappear, Talmud Torah actually sticks, then for sure you'll be part of another mitzvah, because Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah of them all. If there's a mitzvah of veres that comes up that you're not going to be able to do, then Talmud Torah disappears. Talmud Torah would just check out. You wouldn't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But when there's no mitzvah of veres that comes up, then Talmud Torah stays. And once Talmud Torah is staying, then it becomes a kol shekein, because it is the strongest of all mitzvahs. So that's how Rav Chanan explains the Rambam. This din of osik mitzvah patam mitzvah as it relates to Talmud Torah. He says, Ulfiza, Hari Muchach midivir Rambam. He says, this is a very great chiddush. The Rambam is teaching us. Tibishihui mitzvahs peruvu ein b'mishum bitul mitzvah. This is a very popular contemporary topic. If one delays the mitzvah peruvu, is that called a bitul mitzvah? Or is it not called a bitul mitzvah? So he says, it seems from here that it's not a bittul mitzvah. Because if it were a bittul mitzvah, there's no way the Rambam would be able to tell you to keep on learning. He would have to say, get married. Just like you have to stop learning to put on tefillin, because you got to put on tefillin. And you can't be mevatel the mitzvah. You have to stop learning to take lulav. Can't be mevatel the mitzvah. So you'd have to stop learning to get married and to have children. But once you say, if you're willing to say that delaying having children is not a bittul mitzvah, it's just an ichur mitzvah, it's just a delay, but it's not a bittul, then you can very well say that you could keep on learning. That's what opens the Rambam up to the possibility of keeping on learning. So when a person says that he's going to have children later, that's not called he says, I'm not going to get married, takes a shvua, I'm not going to get married till X, till I finish medical school. So that's not a nishbal levatel mitzvah. That shvua would be chal, because he's not being nishba levatel mitzvah, he's being nishba to delay a mitzvah. So that's a major discussion. Rav Shechter has a discussion of this in an article he wrote in English in one of the RJJ journals, one of the first RJJ journals, maybe even the very first one, about delaying the mitzvah of Puravu, whether that's called a bittul mitzvah. And he has a medayik from a chazanish somewhere in Zrayim, that it's a, maybe my sasheni or something, chazanish holds that it's a bittul mitzvah. But the Yisrael of Chanan says clearly the only way to explain this Rambam is to say that it's not a bittul mitzvah. So that's approach number one. What about Ben Azai? You know, that Rambam, that same Rambam we read, then continued and says that Misha Chashka Nafsho B'Torah, someone who's so enraptured with Torah, Tamid, constantly, V'Shagaba Ki Ben Azai, and he's like totally taken by Torah, like Ben Azai, he's completely committed. If he doesn't get married, he's not a sinner. Why not? According to this biur, he should be a sinner. Meaning, what's the whole reason that you're patur? Because you're not being mevatel the mitzvah, you're just delaying the mitzvah. Yeah, but if you're Ben Azai and you're saying, I'm never ever going to get married because I'm so taken by Torah, I just can't pause from my learning at all, well, then you're being mevatel the mitzvah. What? Oh, but he plans on never doing it. I don't know, it sounds like he's never going to do it. That he never plans on getting married. Because he's so shakur and Torah, he never wants to get married. So it could be that that's a different din. That that's a din of Anas Rachman Apatre. That if he's such an honest, because he's so taken by his Torah and he just can't, then maybe we would say it's honest Rachman Apatre. Now the weakness in Rav Chanan's explanation is that he has to be working with the assumption that Ichur Mitzvah is not Bittul Mitzvah. But if Ichur Mitzvah is Bittul Mitzvah, then you have a problem. So if you assume like that Chazanish, you can't accept Rav Chanan. So the second approach is the approach of Shulchan Aruch HaRav. In Kuntres Achron, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, source number 21. V'yafshem v'atna Talmud Torah, the mitzvah she'yafshel as'ayde echerim, k'disim o'yikot and daftas, even though it's true, mevatel tamei Torah for a mitzvah that you can't, that can't be done al yidei achirim. Yerushalmi brachos per kama. V'las le Rav Shimon bar Yochai shemafsikin laso sukkah v'lulav. I don't know what the word I intend to write over there, but he says, "Hainu lahafsik lefi sha'a v'zman ma." This whole discussion in Moed Katan about being vatal Talmud Torah in order to do another mitzvah means to stop your learning and then come back to your learning. Meaning, you can go do the mitzvah of lulav. How long will it take you? A minute. Then you'll come back to learning. You'll put on tefillin. You'll daven. How long will it take you? 40 minutes. You'll come right back to learning. V'achar kach chozer l'tamudo. What about stopping to learn to dedicate the rest of your life to tefillah every moment? So would you then say that you stop your learning to daven if that's the option, that the whole rest of your life is going to have to be committed to that mitzvah and you're not going to be able to come back to your learning? So we wouldn't say that. We say you stop your learning for a mitzvah veris when that mitzvah veris is something that will take a certain amount of time. Then it will be over. Then you'll come back. Avalolios rechayim b'tzavaru shu bitul t'midi olamis v'yuchalav v'dei shichol l'shkoach d'vrei Torah harbik shul yil l'p'nai lachzor al t'mudi koroi. You're going to come to forget Torah. You're not going to be able to have time to chazer. V'ein yediyas ha-Torah nidchis m'p'nei mitzvah zu d'p'ruravu av she'ef shal asa yidei achir. Talmud Torah maybe is nidchis for another mitzvah. But Yediyas HaTorah, this is the yisod of Shulchan Aruch Rav. He also appeared two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of learning, and there's a mitzvah to know Kol HaTorah Kula. For example, let's say you love Pirkei Avos. So you love to learn Pirkei Avos. So you decide you're going to learn Basmada, 12 hours a day, Pirkei Avos, morning to night. Every commentary on Pirkei Avos, you're going to dedicate yourself only to Pirkei, for the rest of your life. Were you Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah every moment of those 12 hours of every day? Yes. But you're missing something. You failed in your mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. Because you have such a tiny section of Torah that you took. And you're supposed to know Kol HaTorah Kula. So says Shulchan Aruch Rav, given this chiyuv of Yediyas HaTorah, if a person is going to engage in a mitzvah that's going to take him away from his learning, yeah, that's okay, because it patters you from Talmud Torah when you have another mitzvah to do. But if that mitzvah is not only going to take away from your moments of learning right now, but it's going to tear away at your knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula, it's going to ruin your whole Yediyas HaTorah, well then you got a problem. Then you're in trouble, because another mitzvah does not potter you from Yediyas HaTorah. Kmo she'enis nidchus b'tchilos limud ha'shalom sham yom ha'tor v'achach yisa u'bat ha'mitzvah zu shanim rabos ma'od acharka kol zman shalom mitorah. Meaning, from the age of 13 to the age of 17, according to the Rambam, why aren't you getting married? 13 years old, the prince is supposed to get married. How's he allowed to delay those 4 years? Because the assumption was he needs those years to learn. In order to have a firm background in Yediyas HaTorah, to accomplish Yediyas HaTorah, you need that time. So if a person feels that he needs more time for Yediyas HaTorah, then Einu Chinam, that's what the Rambam is saying. Yediyas HaTorah is more important than the mice of mitzvah. Dimishum shiuchol kai ma'achrakach atu miyad kamachai. You say, oh, I'll come back to learning later in life after my kids are all grown up. Do you know that? You'll be able to do that. V'imkein hua dinachas shalom nimishkach talmud dom liisha shiyaledes v'koveres. Well, you're going to learn, you're going to forget everything, and then when you retire, you'll learn again, and hopefully it'll come back to you. It's like having children and then them dying, and then you have to have more because he's not making proof. The high new time of the Benazir, the Rambam, Shulanas Liolim, Mishum Diliolim, Yeshlachos Lashicha, Kozman, Shein Osik Talmud Torah. You know, any explanation we're going to have has to account for Benazai, right? Every explanation we have has to account for Benazai, because the Rambam says you're allowed to keep on learning because you're Osik in Talmud Torah. And then eventually you'll get married. But if you never want to get married because you're so osik in Torah, then you could be like Ben Azar. So the first explanation was, you'll get to it later. It's just Ichur Mitzvah. Was Rav Chanan, it's just Ichur Mitzvah. Ben Azar wasn't just Ichur Mitzvah. Ben Azar was being Mevatel forever. This explanation is, it's going to take away from your Yediyas HaTorah. How do you explain Ben Azai? Forever? So yeah, he was nervous that he was going to forget, even if he goes away. If he gets married at any point, even after 50 years of learning straight, he was always nervous it was going to take away from his Yediyas HaTorah. And therefore, he had a valid heter. Now, it's very meduyuk in the Rambam. Because if you look back at the Rambam writes, in the second line over there, it's verse number 20, V'imaya asuk betorah v'toradba. V'imisyari milisi isha kadesh liyitrach b'mazonos v'yivatul min HaTorah hareze mutr lis acher. Sorry. Where is it? Where is it? The Rambam has where does he say it? At some point he says that if a person no, it must be by the Mitzvah of Varus one. Where's that Rambam? No? I can't find the Rambam. But the Rambam has such a lashon that v'yachzor l'talmudah, that after a person stops to go do the other mitzvah, when we say that a person who's involved in Talmud Torah has to stop his Talmud Torah to go do a mitzvah, that when he finishes doing that mitzvah, he has to be yachzor l'talmudah. He goes back to his learning. Shkayach, of course he's Yachzor l'talmudo. Why would I think he's not Yachzor l'talmudo? No, but that's the point. What we're trying to say is, the only reason he was allowed to stop the Talmud Torah was because he was going to be Yachzor l'talmudo, and therefore he wasn't going to forget his learning. But had it not been for the fact that he's going to be Yachzor l'talmudo, then you wouldn't be allowed to stop your Talmud Torah. And since Puravu is a mitzvah that demands so much time and so much effort and so much energy, and you're not going to be able to be Yachzor l'talmudo, so that's why the mitzvah of Talmud Torah doesn't pat to you. Good. So, at the end of the day, it seems that there are three points of dispute between Rav Elchanan and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. First of all, is Puravu considered a mitzvah that's Efshal Asos HaYidei Acherim? Rav Elchanan says yes, because any mitzvah you could do yourself later is the same as Efshal Asos HaYidei Acherim. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch Rav does not appear to make any such statement. Second, is one allowed to be Mevatel Puravu, like Ben Azai? So Rav Elchanan says no. It was Anos Rachman Apatre. But you can't make that decision to be that person. That's just, if you are that person, you find yourself in that predicament. Whereas Shulchan Aruch Rav says, sure you can. If you think it's going to affect your Shechachas HaTorah, your Yediyas HaTorah, absolutely. And third, can you be Mevatel a mitzvah that's E'efshar L'Asos Erechem, that no one else could do, when you're not going to be able to come back to it? So Rav Chanan says, not to be mevatel the mitzvah, that go and do that mitzvah, even though you know you're not going to be able to come back to Torah, go and do that mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, don't go do that mitzvah. If you're not going to be able to come back to Torah, and that mitzvah is going to take up the rest of your life, or that mitzvah is going to take up your shichas, it's going to affect your yediyas haTorah, and it's going to cause shichas haTorah, don't go do that mitzvah. I don't care what kind of mitzvah it is. So those are the three points of dispute between the two of them. Now, if you look at my brother's sefer, in source number 22, my brother suggests the following approach, a different approach. Achein, lulei divrehem. Had it not been for what Rav Elchanan and what the Shulchan Harav say, hayis yomer debe'emes shitas ramam hu, da'afilu b'talmud Torah amrin osing mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. Wow! That the Ramam shita is that osing mitzvah patim in a mitzvah simply straight up applies to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And you don't have to stop learning to do any mitzvah. That would certainly explain why the Rambam holds you don't have to get married if you're learning, because you're involved in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Ubahalacha beis sham kamayri b'mishu torul balezes man kotzav basmada gemura. The Ram goes on to say, see, when the Ram's talking about, when you're talking about, I'm learning right now, do I have to stop my learning to go put on tefillin? That's a different conversation than, can I get married in 5 years from now so I can learn for 5 years? Because even if you're learning for 5 years, you're not learning for 5 years. You're learning for 12 hours of the day over those 5 years, but the other 12 hours you're not learning. There are going to be moments where you're no longer learning. So in those moments, maybe you should be getting married right then. I mean, right then, it's hard to just call it a technical osek b'mitzvah. It's a different kind of osek b'mitzvah. Instead, if I'm actually in the middle of a seder, I'm in the middle of learning, so then I'm really osek in a mitzvah right now. So that's one halacha. Some part from any other mitzvah, because I'm osek in Talmud Torah. The Rambam is chiddush about a guy delaying getting married, is that even if you're not technically being osek every single minute, because it's 5 years we're talking about that you're sitting and learning. Hasmada gemura. So even the times that you're not actually, you know, you're eating, you're sleeping, times you're not actually learning, it's still called osek b'mitzvah. It's only when you're not going to be so focused on your learning that puruvu is going to kick in. When you're eating, when you're sleeping, when you're drinking, that's not osik mitzvah. Once Talmud Torah is not taking up the bulk of your days and your entire focus in life, it becomes like any other mitzvah. That the second you take a break from it, you're no longer osik in it. Now you got to do other things. Now you got to do other mitzvahs. Ubalacha gimel kasav Rambam, and then in alacha gimel the Rambam writes, "Demisha chashka nafsho b'torah tamid ve'enu balidei chalishus klal." Very hard to do this. I know people my age who tried. Try to stay in learning, stay in yeshiva, just learn, never start to teach. Learn. Very few made it. Most of them burnt out sometime in their early to mid-30s. They needed to do something, they just couldn't. They burnt out. It's very hard to find a job at that time, so it's a practical difficulty. Some made it, some were just happy, sitting going, learning 3 star a day, constantly, never teaching, never just learning. So if you're one of those select few, you're the Ben Azai, and you could focus on learning, with the same asmada, and you're Torah b'divrei Elokim Chaim, and you're dreaming Torah dreams, and and even when you're eating and you're sleeping, you're going to be pater from the mitzvah of Puravu. V'adim b'kolman says Torah shemut l'vatam, k'shosik mitzvah Talmud Torah, fil k'shiyaf shalas l'idecher. Great, that explains the Rambam perfectly. Problem is, it doesn't explain what the Rambam does with the Gemara. Because the Gemara Moed Katan said that when you're learning Torah and the mitzvah that Yev Shalas Alidei Acherim comes up, you got to stop and go do that mitzvah. So what do you do with the Gemara? So that's the second paragraph. V'ad the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Tesam Beis Shechayev Lahafzik Milu Mudu Kedei Lekai Mitzvah Yev Shalas Alidei Acherim Kvar Kasafti She'enu Boromei Gemara Ikamari Af Shemisha Kvar Osuk B'mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Not so clear that the Gemara is talking about someone who's already learning. Could be talking about someone who's deciding whether to learn or to do the other mitzvah. L'cheni takan lamar d'mari davka k'sheish l'fanav Talmud Torah mitzvah she'ev shal asos ha'idei acherim da'az chayev l'asos ha'mitzvah. Maybe that's talking about if you're deciding, should I sit and learn now or should I go do the mitzvah? The Gemara says, go do the mitzvah. Aval k'she kevar osik b'talmud Torah ein atzor klafzik b'limudah afil l'mitzvah kazu. When you're already learning Torah, maybe you don't have to stop. And he says, if you look at the Rambam writes, Haya lifanav asiyas mitzvah v'talmud Torah. If it's possible, do that mitzvah by someone else, then learn, and if not, then go do that mitzvah. Haya lifanav. Hari mari davka k'shayu lifanav a mitzvah v'talmud Torah. But when he's already osek in Talmud Torah, don't stop your learning. Talmud Torah is no worse than any other mitzvah. Turns everything on its head. We started by taking the Gemara the way we understood the Gemara as the starting point that has to be true. And it was just a question of how do you squeeze the Rambam into that? And that's what Rav Elchanan did, and that's what Shulchan Aruch Rav did. How do you squeeze the Rambam into the Gemara? But think like a Brisker, where the Rambam is, you know, Kabbalah Satorah. So take the Rambam Kipshuto. What the Rambam says, the Rambam says. See if you can squeeze the Gemara into the Rambam. But the Pashup Shad of the Rambam is the Rambam. That's the halacha. you're osik b'talmud Torah, you're part of a mitzvah. What's called osik b'talmud Torah? Well, when I'm sinning and actually learning, that's for sure called osik b'talmud Torah. And the Rambam's chiddush is that even if I'm in a tkuva in my life where I'm fully dedicated to learning, obviously it's not 24/7, but a tkuva of life where I'm fully dedicated to learning, that's also called osik b'talmud Torah. And it's going to patter me from the mitzvah of Puravu. The problem with this is, Rav Moshe writes in Dibros Moshe, it's hard to imagine God gave us a Torah full of mitzvos, and that a person who really loves that Torah will never have to do a single one of those mitzvos. Meaning that a guy like Ben Azai, who really made it with his Talmud Torah and has that same focus through his whole life, will never ever have to do a single mitzvah. Okay. But you know, you could be bothered by that, but there is such a thing as a Ben Azai. And he's takapata from mitzvahs. He's takapata from ever getting married. So yeah, I would be troubled. How can we tell it in Judaism? We tell someone not to get married, not to have children, not to do mitzvah pruvu, mitzvah gadol, mitzvah rabbah. But apparently there is such a thing. Apparently we do say such a thing. Okay, so that's it for this sugya of osik b'talmud Torah. That's Shem. Tomorrow we'll start something new. I'll leave you some chorus over there tomorrow.